This gospel passage might make us feel a little bit uncomfortable, and maybe it should. Hopefully it helps us to take a look at our lives, a little examination, and see how we're doing. Because the reality is that our lives will end one day, all of us. And then there are only the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Death. We know that all of us will die. There's no avoiding it. We see in the gospel, the rich can't hide from it, the poor can't hide from it. And we know, sadly, from our lives and from what we've seen, probably even in our own families, that it doesn't matter if you're young or old, death will come for all of us. We know not when. Judgment. Oftentimes we hear, and maybe we even say ourselves, "Don't judge me. Only God can judge me." That's true. And I think maybe we should live by these words and take them to heart a little bit more, because each of us will meet God when we die, and we will face judgment. And God takes everything into account. He's a just judge, and he's a merciful judge. And that's why he gives us the chance now in this life to repent. Because after this life is over, he'll take a look at our lives, and how we lived our lives is the judgment we receive. In other words, if we're living our life united with God, we will live with him united in heaven. If we choose to live a life separated from God, when we die, we will have eternity separated from him. And so we see Lazarus, the poor man, suffering, united with God, living with him in heaven. And the rich man, dining sumptuously each day, wearing purple garments, looking only for himself, not even noticing Lazarus in his midst, living only for his pleasures, only for his so-called needs. And thus, when he dies, he gets the judgment of how he lived on earth, living separated from God on earth, living separated from God for all eternity. Jesus identifies with the poor throughout the Gospels. He encourages us to serve the poor. He tells us that the poor need us. We must serve them. But the deeper mystery is that we need the poor. Because if we take a look at this gospel again, we see the poor man Lazarus. Yes, he needed the rich man to help him. He needed the rich man to give him food, to give him shelter, to help him heal his wounds. But the rich man didn't notice him. The rich man did not help him. And even though Lazarus needed the rich man, the poor needed the rich, ultimately, God was still there for Lazarus. Because in his sufferings, united with God, Lazarus died and was able to reign in heaven for all eternity. So again, the poor do need the rich, but the deeper reality is that we need the poor. Because the rich man needed Lazarus more than Lazarus needed him. And we don't see this until he dies. Lazarus was there so that the rich man had an opportunity to get out of his shell of selfishness and to serve the poor in his midst. And we may say, "Father, you know, I'm on a fixed income. You know, maybe I'm unemployed. I don't have much." Again, we're not all like the rich man sumptuously dining, but all of us do have someone more, less fortunate in our midst, less fortunate than we are. All of us are called to give now, to serve the poor now, so we get out of our selfishness and look to serve one another. This is why Jesus identifies with the poor, so that he tells us, look, if you serve them, you serve me. And in doing so, you stop living selfishly and live for me and my poor, so that when you die, you can be judged justly. You can be judged mercifully, because you weren't living for yourself, but rather you were living for others. And Jesus sets the example for us. And so, if we want to be called disciples of Christ, what does that mean? It means following Jesus' example. Jesus ultimately became poor for our sake. And even though he identifies with the poor, in a very real way, he also shows us what it means to be rich and to give. Because we need to remember that Jesus is God. And God is wholly divine, wholly needing nothing else, wholly full of grace, and has salvation. We have none of those things on our own. None of them. We are ultimately all the poor as well in the eyes of God. And yet Jesus says, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to give of my riches to you. Even though you did nothing to deserve them, even though you did no work to gain them, I give them to you because I'm setting the example of giving. And so, brothers and sisters, as we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, who is fully God, who is full of grace, who offers us salvation, as we repent of our sins in the sacrament of reconciliation, giving us the strength to turn away from our sins and turn towards God, let's remember there are always the poor in our midst. How can we help them? How can we give of ourselves to them who are in need more than we are in need? So that united as one church, going towards the same goal of heaven, that when we die, we may meet our merciful judge who will tell us, well done, good and faithful servant. Come now share in your master's joy.